This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, October 15th, God's word for you today is reveal and release. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 32, verse 3, and it says, "When I keep things to myself, I felt weak deep inside me. I mourned all day long." This is the decade of destiny, and God is rearranging and repositioning things. Can you see it? New things are about to burst forth and are bursting forth already. Can you see it? However, you have to be emotionally sound to take advantage of all that God is doing. Do not hide or cover your hurt. Reveal it, but only to the right people. Be honest about the hurt and pain you feel with the right people. Who are the right people I can be honest with? There are three people you have to be honest with. The first is yourself. You must be honest with yourself. Unto yourself be true. Be honest with yourself about how it hurts and about how you feel. Tell yourself, "This thing is painful," or "I feel jealous," or "I am angry." Unto yourself be true. Be honest with yourself. The second person you need to be honest with is God. Honestly tell God how you feel. Tell him who hurt you and how you feel about it. Can I really tell God how I feel? Absolutely. Be open with God. When you are honest with yourself, you're vulnerable with yourself. I know it sounds contradictory, but a lot of people hide from themselves. It is only when you are vulnerable with yourself that you can be vulnerable with your God. Then you can be honest with one other person about your hurt. Sometimes two or three people, but it is usually not a lot. You should have a circle of people or one person that you can be honest with. I know sometimes it is a risk, but I pray that God will lead you to the right person. That is why it is important to get into a life group. You can start with your life group leader. Be part of a small group. Talk to your small group leader or talk to your pastors. Be honest. Reveal your hurt. For me to experience emotional metamorphosis, transformation, and healing, the second thing is release those who hurt me. This cannot be overemphasized. You must release those who hurt you. You must let go of your right to be even. I understand that you have a right to be even and you feel the need to get your own pound of flesh, but do not insist on getting your pound of flesh. Let it go. One of the most important decisions you're going to make in your life is a choice between getting well or getting even. You cannot do both. There isn't enough time and emotional energy for both. Life is war, and you need clarity to wage war. You cannot be bitter and have clarity. Nothing fogs the mind faster than bitterness. Let bitterness go because you need clarity to take hold of your destiny and future. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice." Let us pray. Father, as I reveal my hurt and release those who hurt me, cause me to experience emotional metamorphosis, transformation, and healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.